It is now 6:43. You're listening to Daybreak in Fraser Lake, 102.9 FM, Kitimat 101.1 FM. And yesterday on the program, we spoke with New Westminster Mayor Jonathan Cote about his plans to pressure government to make new tenancy laws to stave off so-called rent evictions. Now, rent evictions are when landlords boot out tenants under the guise of upgrading homes. Now, Cote wants tenants to keep their homes at the same price after any renovation work. It's a proposed UBCM resolution that might have support in Kitimat. A number of landlords there are alleged to have tossed out tenants and jacked up rent to house Alcan modernization workers. And for more on this, I'm joined by Kitimat Housing Coordinator Paul Legason. Good morning to you.
Good morning, George.
So what do you make of this idea of requiring landlords to offer the same unit back to tenants after renovation?
I think there needs to be some changes to the Residential Tenancy Act, especially the Manufactured Home Park Tenancy Act as well. So this is good. But some of the problem is just upkeep. Put it in a Kitimat context, Mayor Cote's proposal. I mean, the rental stock here was so old, so 40, 50 years, that weren't even touched. So, you know, on a normal, if you keep on the upkeep, you shouldn't have to do that type of full scale. So,
It was kind of a special situation in Kitimat. I mean, at one point, I think it was years prior, a lot of people were moving away. And so there were a lot of vacancies at the time. And it's kind of a special situation, in Kitimat.
It's a unique context. Mm-hmm. We went from like 40% vacancy rate about 4 years ago to just over a year, year and a half ago, to less than 1%. So you had rents that were $400 to $500.
Right.
All of a sudden, these same units were now $1,000 to $1,200.
And I imagine there's a mad scramble as well to renovate these places that might have been vacant.
Well, yes, because also if you do those upgrades, you could theoretically charge more money.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the stock was such a mess. I mean, we now have a policy or a bylaw in place, a minimum standard of maintenance, and that's through the local district. That was just passed at council about a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And what would that do exactly?
Well, that means if there's a serious problem like mold or serious repairs required, it gives the city inspector power to come in and force the landlords to do that.
Gotcha. Okay.
And impose fines, because one of the issues with the Residential Tenancy Branch is they don't have the authority to do those type of things or to enforce their orders.
Right. Now, getting back to the topic of rent evictions, how often do rent evictions occur, or how often did rent evictions occur in Kitimat, do you think?
The big mass was done a couple years ago. It forced a lot of people out, and a lot of people were forced out of these buildings, and they weren't even touched. I had a case a year and a half ago, landlord forced them out of the building. They're supposed to do the work within 6 months. Nothing was even touched. 6 months and one day later, they flipped the building, so did somebody else, and all of a sudden the rents could be doubled, and nothing was even done on the building.
Right. Now, that's a pretty obvious example. I guess, how do you know when it's a rent eviction and when it's a legitimate renovation? For example, someone could kick somebody out and just paint the place. Would that count?
Yeah. Well, that's what some of the landlords were trying to do, put a new carpet, paint the place, and, you know. No, it has to be full scale. It has to be gutted. And there's even protections under the Act that they could be moved into a comparable unit in the meantime while that's being done.
Now, there's an interesting wrinkle here. I'd not heard about this, this concept of leasing, the arrival of short-term leases. What does this do, and how is this impacting the rental market in Kitimat?
Well, Kitimat has about 1,300 units available for rent. And in the last couple years, landlords have switched 90% of all tenants over to leases. And most of these leases are 1 year. Here's the catch. There's no rental protection when you sign a lease. So under a regular month-to-month, you have 2% regular increase plus inflation, which could be anywhere a total between 2 and 3%.
Right.
That controls rents. But see, with the leases, you either, after 1 year, there's a box you could tick on the form that says it goes to month.
Right.
Or the other box you tick says you have to vacate the unit. And that's what the landlords have done with all the 90% of the folks here, is they indicate they have to vacate the unit. But they're not. They're long-term tenants.
Right.
And what that does, after a year, they can raise the rent to whatever they want. So if there any boom happens or the LNG project comes, their lease comes up, they all of a sudden can charge another $500 and there's no protection.
They have all the power.
They have all the power to do so, and these are long-term tenants. So one landlord is increasing the rent $50 a year. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but when you're on fixed income or income assistance, all of a sudden you're paying $150 more than you were 3 years ago, you're being forced out.
What do you plan to do about this, given your role?
Well, right now we have a case with the assistance of TRAC, the Tenant Resource Advisory Center in Vancouver, and CLASS, which is Community Legal Lawyers, and we're challenging the lease system that where it's functionally a month-to-month for long-term tenants. So we'd like to actually get the law changed on this. So because when we go back to all these rent evictions or renovations, landlords could just circumvent this entire process, get them on the lease, and then avoid everything. And a lot of times, tenants are pressured into signing these things. They're not allowed to read them over. Have somebody look. No, you got to sign them. I mean,
I imagine though there'll be homeowners thinking, you know, my property. I put a lot of money into this. I invested a lot in this. I imagine there will be pushback to this. No,
certainly. But look, you know, when you have boom bust. I mean, I know that's. But when you have that boom bust mentality, you want stability. So whatever fluctuates in the community, you're better off keeping your long-time tenants of 10, 20 years. Why force them out? If a big project doesn't come ahead, who are you going to rely on? The same landlord that renovated everybody 3 years ago is begging now for the same tenants to come back to their place.
Right. It comes back to that. How optimistic are you that low-income earners, I mean, if we stay the course, will they be able to keep their homes if a major project is greenlit for Kitimat?
Well, right now, vacancy rates are up, so there's places available. It's time to bargain. But I would advise any tenant, tell your landlord you want to go back to a month-to-month. That way, if the Greenlight project goes ahead, your rent will actually be protected. And your rent doesn't necessarily need protecting when you have a 25% vacancy rate. Mm-hmm. But when that project goes ahead and everything's full capacity, and these buildings flip, new owners could come in, they could charge $1,500, $2,000, whatever they want. So, yes, get your landlord to switch it back to a month-to-month. That's your only protection. And even if the landlord is the most wonderful person in the world, and a lot of landlords are great, we have good relationships with them, but a lot of these buildings are up for sale, so they could flip. The next landlord may not be so generous and kind as your present one.
Right. Well, we'll continue to watch this as things unfold. Paul, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Thank you very much, George.
We'll talk again. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Paul Legace is a housing project coordinator in Kitimat. That's where I reached him by phone this morning. And our thoughts to you, especially those in Kitimat or Terrace and beyond. What do you think of giving renters the right to move back into a renovated home at the same price before? What do you make of what you just heard? Email me, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. You can also call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932, or find us on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.